In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Children, today we have feast of Saint Andrew Corsini, and this man who lived in Italy in the 14th century. He was one of 12 children of the very great noble family in Florence, Italy. And his mother was named Gemma, and when she was expecting him to be born, she once had a dream, a frightening dream, that she was brought to bed of a wolf, but the wolf then ran into church and was turned into a lamb. She and her husband in a particular manner devoted Saint Andrew to Almighty God, even under the protection of Blessed Virgin Mary, even before he was born. And as Saint Blaise, the saint of yesterday, devoted himself to the service of God, and Saint Andrew's parents did that for him. So he was born in Florence on the feast of Saint Andrew, that is November 30th, and was baptized after this great saint and apostle. But even though his parents took very good care of him and raised him in the commandments of the church and with good principles, Saint Andrew, when he was young, started to live in the bad company and doing some nasty and evil things. And he sought only after company which were as wicked as himself. His devout mother, Gemma, always and very often have to weep and cry because of the bad behavior of her son. And she prayed for his conversion. And one day, after one of their arguments about his life, she said to him that, "I see you are the wolf I saw in my sleep." And then she added that she and her husband had in particular manner devoted Saint Andrew to the service of God, and she was crying because he was living such a bad life and does not seem to live for God, but only for himself. And this revelation of how he was meant to be God's servant had such a strong impression to Saint Andrew that he immediately went to the church of the Carmelite friars, and he prayed there for some time before the altar of Our Lady, and he was touched by the God had heard his mother's prayers, and so deeply did Saint Andrew convert that he decided that he would never leave the Carmelites and would not go back home, but would become God's servant in his holy church. Eventually he did become a Carmelite monk and a priest, and at the end of his life he was chosen to be the bishop of the Italian diocese named Fiesole. And in this diocese, this now reborn servant of God, Saint Andrew Corsini, did lots of good and helped the poor and educated the people. Children, today is also First Thursday, the date especially devoted to priests. And Saint Andrew also was very fervent educator of priests, and he personally looked to the religious situation of his diocese and saw that there were many priests who did not live such holy lives as they should have. And Saint Andrew noticed bad habits and ordered these priests to present themselves within a certain time to be re-examined by the bishop. And he also noticed that many priests were not staying in their parishes, but spent time doing other things elsewhere. So he quickly obliged all the priests to stay in their parishes and be a good and exemplary lives for their flock. and for the better purpose of training the clergy, that is the priests, St. Andrew, about the year or two before he died, he established a separate confraternity of priests who would, by their example and work, train future priests. Because there were no seminaries yet, St. Andrew had to create his own means of producing holy priests for his flock. Dear children, today in this saint's lives, we saw how a fierce wolf who did lots of bad things was turned into meek lamb, all because and thanks to his mother's prayers. God, children, he also wants you to be like a little lamb, meek and humble and submissive. And you and or anybody else who does not want to be one of God's lambs, but rather chooses his own style of life, he brings much sorrow to his heavenly mother, Blessed Virgin Mary, and is truly, if he's a Catholic, much more like a wolf than a meek lamb. So children, in your baptism, you have been consecrated and devoted to God's service. Make good care that with your behavior and with your zeal, you always show yourself to be worthy followers of Jesus and worthy the carriers of this great sign of baptism. It's by this sign you are marked separate as the children of God. And if you live your life as a meek lamb of God, you will avoid the dangers of hungry wolves and also be escorted by your priests to your heavenly home in paradise. God bless you. In the name of